This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just love broadcasting with Kathy. She's so practical and has great, great insight and wisdom. And she pays attention to what's happening all around her. Domestic engineering is what we call the class with Kathy. Kathy, I was thinking about, I was doing some farm therapy, and my mind was wandering. And I was thinking about people who have gotten the kill shot, the genocide vaccination. And I was thinking, are they the same people who said, I wanted to make sure we got your child a video game? I'm talking about, let's say you have a child who's a millennial. Are they the same people who introduced your family to the video games, the iPad, the Xboxes, and those kinds of things? And I have a feeling that there's a great correlation between the people who supported and endorsed and thought that no child should be left behind, you know, without a video game or a series of video games or an iPad or an Xbox game or something like that, you know, for entertainment. At the, I don't know what you call it, out of the reality world, just, you know, playing games. And are they the same people? And I have a feeling that if we reflect as to who bought the video games in the family, meaning, you know, the outlaws, if you will, and friends, those are the same people who got the kill shot. Kathy, does that correlate with your family and friends too? It does with mine. I never bought our children an iPad or an Xbox or a video game. Not one.
Well, I think you're right, Vince, because I think if you critically think, then you don't want your kids sitting in front of that game, playing the games all day long. They're not learning anything.
And I think that the people who thought that they were really cool and new and the latest fad supported and support getting the vaccination. I think there's a correlation there. I can't prove it, but I think it's there. And just one other quick comment. So I mentioned that I bought some tires for my old 1968 American Motors car. And I wanted to get six of them because if I had a flat, if I only bought four and one got a flat, I would have mismatched tires, or maybe I couldn't get a tire to fit it. So I thought, well, five. No, let's get six. So I ordered six a couple months ago. And, you know, I got one. And then weeks later, I got the second one. And yesterday, I got the other four. So it took a couple months to get six tires, class. Six tires, 2, 15, 75, 14. That's the size, 2, 15, 75, 14. Six tires took a couple months from the tire distributor. So it wasn't like we were going through a middleman or a couple middlemen and we were waiting for them to pass it from one, you know, from the national distributor to the one middleman to the next middleman to us. It came right from the national distributor. A couple of months. No kidding. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, when I was taking some of my classes for my gardening, one of the gardening classes that I was in, one of the teachers, showed video and pictures, and he showed his garden like a before and an after. And the before, it looked pretty nice, but he made the comment that when he used chemicals, herbicides, insecticides, pesticides, that it was okay, but it wasn't that great. So he completely changed. And then I think it was 4 or 5 years later, he showed his garden, and some of it was flowers and shrubbery around his house, but some of it was vegetable garden. And the difference that he showed was amazing. The plants were thicker and lusher and just more vigorous. And some of it, he left the same plant so that you could see the difference. And I never forgot that in my class, because I thought, you know, if you put an herbicide down or you put an insecticide down, you kill all the beneficial insects. And you really, to me, you hurt the soil. Like this year alone, I don't use any. If my plant dies, it dies. I'll dig it out. Okay, it wasn't going to make it, so I'm not going to try to use something to kill the bugs. But I have this year alone, actually right now on my screen, I have a praying mantis sitting there. And I've had so many this year when I'm out in the garden that I know they're eating the bugs. And I've had ladybugs, and I've had the monarch caterpillar on my dill and on some of my other plants. Now, I do have some hornworms, and I have had the cabbage moth problem with the worms. So, but I guess the concept I would like people to understand is just keep an eye on your plants, learn the non-toxic ways to deal with it. Sometimes if you can just get out there for a few minutes and peek around and see that you've got a problem, maybe cut that part of the plant off or cut those leaves off if it's got, like, you know, a worm infestation in it, or just rinse it off. There's all kinds of products you can use. But if you can just enrich your soil and keep your plants strong, and you can even do companion planting with some of your plants. There are certain plants that go together, and there's whole websites and books written on it. But that was one concept that the man, when he showed that, it was really interesting. And the other class that I had that I remember, it was about weeds. And the woman said, and I thought she was crazy, but she says, oh, I just love to learn about the weeds. And what she was talking about was, not only can you use some of the weeds, you can use them as food, you can use them as medicine, you can use them as teas, but they're also indicative of, if you have a problem in your soil, if you have a lot of one type of weed, then that tells you that you have a lack of something or there's an issue going on. So, and I mean, a lot of people don't think about it, Vince, but if we didn't have weeds, we'd have a lot of soil erosion too. So those were two of the classes that I thought of. I thought was really interesting. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
No, that's very, very well said. And let me just put an exclamation point on that. So I was in the truck with our son, a couple weeks ago. And we're driving past this farm that when we needed hay, if we had to buy some hay, we'd buy hay from this particular farmer. He was an older farmer, and he was brilliant. He'd make his own machinery. He was brilliant. What he used was organic fertilizer on his fields. And he would cut the hay just as the grass was going to seed. And the bales were magnificent. And so we would buy, if we needed it, we'd buy hay from him. Well, he sold the farm. He decided to retire, and he sold the farm, sold all his equipment. And a wealthy guy, I don't know, the only term that people use is, oh, yeah, some wealthy guy from Texas bought the farm. Has a lot of money. Nobody really knows who he is, but he's this wealthy guy. And he has someone else taking care of the farm. And what this guy did was he fertilized with chemical fertilizer commercial fertilizer, fertilized the grass, and the grass took off, and it looked really, really vigorous for year number one. And then when he cut the grass, he combined it. So what he did was he cut the tops off and took the seeds off the grass and sold the seeds separately. And then the grass without the seeds, he sold for hay. And we wouldn't buy that because it didn't have any seeds. Yeah. Fast forward to a couple years, which is now, the fields look terrible. Because, number one, he didn't allow the seeds from the grass that grew to go back into the soil and start new grass plants, as the former farmer did, the guy who had taken care of and owned this property before. So he sold the seeds separately for money, more money. He sold the grass without the seeds to farmer with less nutrition, because the grass seeds have more nutrition in them than the rest of the grass plants. And he used commercial fertilizer, which is a drug to the plants, and so the plants love it. And then they want more of it. And more and more and more and more of it. So now the fields have been damaged. They don't look anything like they did when the first farmer, the original owner, really took care of it. So the way we farm, and this is exactly what you're saying, Kathy, if you use commercial fertilizer, you will get vigorous, you will have a jump in growth, and you say, wow, it really works. But then you have to keep doing it. Whereas if you use organic material, organic fertilizer, chicken poop, cow poop, you know, turkey poop, those kinds of things, in the long run, your fields are going to be much more vigorous and they will grow better. And if you let what we do, I do it a little differently from most of the farmers around here. I let our grass just go to seed. And then we cut it. And what happens is the seeds dry during the day or so or 2 days that we let the grass dry before we rake it and bale it. So the seeds dry. When we rake it or when we ted it and rake it, those seeds get spread around our fields. And that's the starting point for new grass plants for the next season. Okay? And then when the seeds that stay on the grass plants that have dried and we bale them, when we unroll that hay, in different locations, each bale of hay we unroll in a different location. So we spread the grass around. So we reseed our fields with unrolling hay grass. And our fields are magnificent compared to our neighbors. And we don't use commercial fertilizer, and they do. So we rotate where the cows pee and poop. We spread the grass around when we unroll the hay. And it's the natural way to do it, and it works way better. So we don't fight Mother Nature. We work with Mother Nature. Way better. Way better. But not everybody does that, because they've been convinced that you need bigger tractors, more equipment, and commercial fertilizer. So you're right, Kathy. You're absolutely, positively right. And as far as weeds are concerned, we did something that flies in the face of what everybody else has done. We planted weeds. We literally planted crabgrass. We bought crabgrass seed, which was pretty darn expensive in my world. A couple $100 worth of crabgrass seed for just one field to try it. The grass is magnificent. It's vigorous. It's thick. The cows love it. I can't think of anything wrong with it. It's drought tolerant. It's a weed. And it works great. And so, on the East Coast, people are trying to kill the crabgrass. We're trying to get it to grow. We'll be right back. Kathy?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So if you're interested in knowing what kind of crabgrass we planted, it's called Red River. Red River crabgrass. And I just, for my own amusement during the break, I typed in a search engine, DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo. I typed in crabgrass for pasture. And the first result, BASF herbicide. So the first thing that comes up is how to kill crabgrass. We want to plant crabgrass and feed our cows with it. So while we're thinking it's good, other people in the chemical industry are saying, we'll help you kill it. And so who's helping kill crabgrass? Well, that would be, BASF and there are other companies that sell the crabgrass killers, and IG Farben. Remember those guys? Zyklon B? Well, Bayer is in the business of killing crabgrass. And, of course, people. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, the way you're doing it is sustainable. If they can't get fertilizer, and even if they can, eventually the soil's not going to be as productive. So the way you're doing it is sustainable. So that's good the way you're doing it. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, Kathy, here's what we do. Here's what some farmers do. They have what's called a hay ring, and let's say it's 8 feet. It's a ring maybe 3 feet tall. It's made out of tubular steel. Sometimes it looks like exhaust pipe kind of steel bent into a round ring. And the farmers will just take a front-end loader with some hay spears on it, and they'll just grab a roll of hay and dump it in the round ring, the hay ring. And the cows will stand around it in kind of a circle, and they'll eat right out of this ring. And the idea is the cows won't spread the hay around. It won't be wasted so much. But they all stand in the same place. And they make a ring, and they destroy the grass where they're standing eating the hay. And all of their poop is right on the outer edges of this ring. That's where it all goes. Now, what we do is we unroll the hay in, let's say, an eighth of a mile strips, four or five feet wide, an eighth of a mile long, or a 16th of a mile long as we unroll it. And the cows all stand side by side, and they eat it. And the poop is now spread out. Instead of around an eight-foot ring, it's spread out over an eighth of a mile or a 16th of a mile or a quarter of a mile until we unroll the next roll and the next roll. And we do that with about 400 rolls of hay per year. So it absolutely is sustainable. And then what we do is we take what's called a chain harrow, and it's like really, really heavy chain link fence almost. And it weighs about 500 pounds. It's 10 feet by 10 feet. And it's just, think of it like dragging a section of 10 foot by 10 foot chain link fence behind a tractor, except it weighs 500 pounds. And instead of being a thin wire, it's a half inch thick. So it's like rebar almost. And the squares are not 2 inches by 2 inches. They're like 8 inches by 8 inches. It's hooked up to the back of the tractor, and you just go forward, and this thing follows the tractor. And we drag it through the grass, and as it drags through the cow poop, it spreads it around. And then the sun dries it out, and it becomes fertilizer, you know, within a week or two. And it really, really works well. But I have never seen another farmer in our neck of Missouri do it. Nobody does it. We're the only ones. Now, is it because it takes, I don't know, several hours to drag this 10-foot chain harrow through a field? Is it because it takes hours to do it? Is it because it uses fuel? Is it because the chain harrow costs $1,000 now? It used to cost $500. I mean, I don't know why they don't do it. Maybe no one showed them. But we've been doing it for 16 years here. And we did it for all the time we were in Virginia. I can't think of a different way to do it that's any better. It's the only way to do it, as far as I'm concerned. Kathy?
I know what you're talking about, Vince. We don't have the big one like you. We have a small one that whenever we bought a new piece of property, we would hook it up to the back of the tractor, and we would pull it, and it would, like, get all the stones tipped mm-hmm. up and kind of level the soil out on these sticks or stones.
Yeah.
So I know the concept that you're talking about.
Yeah, and it works great for manure. It really does. And the grass doesn't have these spots of where the cow poop is, where it's heavily fertilized right there. Ours is spread out all over the fields.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just days after Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, a conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. It turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like CRT materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers, public school boards. Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that when the Department of Justice classifies unruly parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, it threatens free speech.
Genuine protests. For example, in New York now, there are parents who are getting together to protest against critical race theory, which is really uncritical race theory. That is, if you criticize race theory or if you criticize anybody who promotes race theory, you're regarded as a racist. So parents object to that, and they should object to it. If I were a parent, I would object to propagandizing my students in school. And they have a perfect right to do that. What they don't have a right to do is threaten to hurt or to do violence to teachers or to administrators. And that's a line that I would hope the Justice Department would keep clearly in mind, at the same time always erring on the side of permitting freedom of expression, even if it's unruly.
Former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why
are
you... God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds... During...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, tomorrow, Bert is going to be with us on hour number two. And there are three topics that we are going to discuss. Hour number two tomorrow. It would be absolutely terrifying. I'm not kidding. And when you hear them, you're going to be stunned. These are things that are not discussed. So if you have a weak stomach, you might want to go someplace else tomorrow. But if you want to know what's happening, what's being planned, and this is not theory, this is actually being planned or has already happened. but not discussed. Why? Because the other broadcasters can't discuss it. They can't discuss it because they don't understand it. But we're going to explain it to you. I'd like to read part of an email that I wrote to Kathy. And Kathy and I communicate through email and on the telephone, and we prepare for class together. And so here's an email that I responded to Kathy. And this really is kind of sets the tone for what we're talking about today. And it was just written on the 6th. Kathy, years ago, we expected products to last almost a lifetime. Here's some examples. Trowels, ratchets, washers, dryers, dishwashers, telephones, refrigerators, toasters, lawnmowers, etc. With China products, we no longer expect durability. I have a pneumatic nail gun from Harbor Freight. It blew a plastic gasket. The part is not available. Automotive climate control is now complex. Different temperature settings for each person in the car. Too complex. Too many things to go wrong. Yesterday, I was in competition with other drivers in Springfield. They were weaving in and out and driving recklessly. I was a sitting duck because my truck has a manual transmission with a 5-speed stick. I heard a race car owner say that you can't win without an automatic. People can't fix the things that they own. They don't even know what gas to put in their pressure washers, gas oil mix, or just regular grade of gasoline. That was part of an email that I sent to Kathy. Kathy, any comments?
We're finding the same thing, Vince. I think I emailed you. I have my 10-shelf dehydrator that quit the other day, and I think my husband's going to be able to fix it. But one example is there's some kind of fuse in it that blew, and he took it apart, and he called the place. He had to drive probably 30 miles to go get this part. He got there, even though I told him the number and everything that was on the information on the back of the dehydrator, goes, oh, well, I don't have that one. So he came home and he had to order some, and hopefully it'll work. But it's just everything. Like when I go out, I'm scrounging around. If I find anything older that's good, you know, I'm picking it up. My basement is just getting a little fuller and fuller, but I'm to the point that, like, I don't care because I can always give it to someone that can use it later. But one of the things, like, my husband just got an older Craftsman radial arm saw for $55, and it came with the manual. It came with the blades, but he's going to put it in the barn because someone's always coming down asking him to rip a sheet of something or to do something on the saw. So he said rather than trying to get it in the house and down the stairs this way for that kind of money, and he said, boy, it was really a nice one. It was well taken care of. He was just amazed he got it for that cheap. But Vince, I think it just goes back, like, I have 2 dehydrators, and I was in the middle. I had all 10 trays filled, and when that died, I'm like, oh, no, because my other one was going. So I fortunately was able to switch everything over once the other one was done, and I didn't lose anything. But I bought another one for my daughter because she saw the value in it. And when I told her that it broke, she said, oh, Mom, you know, you can have it back. I said, no, I think Dad's going to get it fixed here. But there again, I had 2. And if one breaks, I mean, to try to get another one, like, I'd love to be able to get an Excalibur if I can find one reasonable, but I know they're pretty pricey.
Kathy, we found years ago an Excalibur, and I think it was about maybe $75 or $55 on eBay. And those are the good old days before the China genocide. And that was before people started experiencing this massive inflation. I think now an Excalibur is $150 or $200. But when we bought it, it was really inexpensive, and I kind of liked it. I had to clean it out, and it works pretty well. So we have two. One is an American Harvest, which is the round trays. I think Nelco is the company that makes it now. But that works great. They both work great. And you're absolutely right. When things go wrong, it's really hard to get those parts. And I think what you're talking about is a thermal fuse that might have failed on your dehydrator. So that's going to be a little difficult to get. And I'm thinking eBay might be the place for that. And since we're talking about fuses, I bought a used on eBay electric fence charger. Fence chargers have doubled and tripled in price. So there's certain ones that I really like that I think are durable and they can stand the test of time. And they might be 20 or 30 years old. So I look for those particular models on eBay. And I bought one, and the guy had the wrong fuse in it. He put a really heavy, like a 30-amp fuse when it's supposed to be a 1-amp fuse. And I don't like that idea. So I decided to buy some fuses. They're like $10 for a small box of five fuses or $10 for 10 little fuses. So I found one seller that was selling 100 of them for $20. I thought, okay, I'll get those. So I bought them. They show a picture of them. And then what I get is not what's in the picture. I'm thinking I'll have a couple lifetimes worth of, you know, 1-amp fuses because they can blow very easily with, you know, inclement weather and lightning and static in the air and just blow these fuses like crazy. So I wanted to have the right size fuse. And the idea of a fuse is it's supposed to blow. It protects the rest of the equipment. So you can put in a much larger size fuse that can carry more current, but it can damage the electronics if the fuse does not blow. So I want the right size fuse. So I bought 100 of them, and only 80 of them are correct. The other ones are Chinese fuses that are the wrong size. And I hate this. I hate buying things with stupid people, careless people, reckless people, not knowing what they're selling, and they don't pay attention. And then they ship something that you didn't buy. And I make them back down. I blast them. I mean, I'm polite about it. I say, here's a picture of what I bought. Here's a picture of what you sent me. They're not the same. What are you going to do about it? That's what I do. Because I'm sick of it. I'm not going to let these people beat me economically, financially, fraudulently. I'm not going to tolerate it. In class, I suggest you all do the same thing. Call them up. Email them. Make them make it right. Because there are people who say, well, it's only a little bit of money. It's not worth it. Yeah, it is worth it. Because if we don't hold them accountable, then they're just going to run over more and more and more of us. And more often. Kathy, you were in a store. Do you want to talk about what happened when you went into a store and some guy helped himself to some of the items?
Yeah.
You want to talk?
I do. And you were right, Vince. It was a thermal fuse. That's what it was. I just didn't want to say the wrong thing. But when you said that, that jogged my memory. Well, I was in the store yesterday. I had a couple returns, and I had to get some perishables. So I was going to the checkout line, and there was a man that was kind of going the same time I was. And he was a little bit ahead of me, so I said, well, go ahead. And he kind of looked at me, and he goes, oh, okay. And so instead of going through the checkout line, he went around and he bolted. He ran right out the door. And the cashier goes, sir, let me see your receipt. And he just, the more she talked, the faster he went. And they didn't have anybody standing in front of it. There was a greeter, but he was off to the side. And he was the older gentleman. I don't think he could have stopped him. He was pretty small. And he was just not even paying attention. And the man went out the door. And then the cashier turned around and looked at me. And I said, well, I saw him because I told him to go ahead of me. And she was asking me a little bit about what did he look like. And then I heard the people talking that they had a car waiting right outside the door and no license plate on it. And they loaded everything up. And that he got away. And she said just from the little bit that she looked at the cart, it was at least $600 worth of items. He had jeans and boots and shoes and electronics, and he had some things in boxes and appliances. I mean, I didn't look at him that long because I just you know, I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't study him. But when I saw him run out the door, I noticed he had, like, the whole cart was just heaping. He had, I think he had a convection oven or something in there, big boxes. But there's, once they clear those doors, from my understanding, they can't stop them. But
oh,
it was,
that,
you know,
that would be a store. That's a store policy. And fortunately for you, it, you know, you weren't harmed. However, what if it escalated? What if shots were fired? I think that's where we're headed. People, you know, I keep hearing that there's lots of money. I don't know where that lots of money is. It's certainly not around here. And nobody I know has lots of money. And so there are people who are desperate. Now, did this guy need to steal these things? I don't know. Probably not. And but it could have escalated. The police could have been involved, and it could have been some bullets flying through the air. And so do you remember what my response to you was? Did you get my response?
I did. They're carrying something. Yes.
Yeah, and I really meant it, Kathy. I really did.
I know.
You know, when Mrs. Finelli is out and about, I want her to be prepared. And you know, in the good old days before the China genocide, she would say, "Well, you know, you've got your 45. You know, we're good." I go, "But I might not be able to use it. I might be in a position where you need to help me. So bring yours." So that's what we do. That's the way we do it now. And class, what is the best, in my opinion, overall defense handgun for a lady? That'd be a 38 special. With I like a hammer. Some people like them without the hammer. I'm talking about a 5 or 6 shot revolver, 38 special. It fits ladies' hands generally, and there's no safety. You pull that trigger, and it goes bang. It's as simple as that. You don't have to remember, is the safety on, is the safety off? There is no safety, except for your finger being either on or off the trigger.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a couple thoughts, class. So if you're thinking about learning how to defend yourself with a pistol or revolver, and you plan on carrying it, first you need to ask yourself, would you use it if you had to? Would you? If the answer is, I don't know, then don't do it. If the answer is no, then don't do it. If the answer is absolutely yes, then you should pursue learning more about it. Make sure that you understand how it works, understand how to use it safely, and understand how to carry it. Okay? And there are lots and lots of opinions. So make sure you get some advice and that you train and make sure that you fully understand how to use it. And don't leave it lying around and don't carry it in your pocketbook if you're a lady. If you're going to carry it, you need to carry it on your person because your pocketbook can be taken from you at any time from behind. And now your pocketbook and your pistol or your revolver are away from you. Now you're in a real bad situation. One last thing I want to mention, that I'm looking at King Cutter products, and there's a 5-foot rotary cutter. That's a real common, sometimes they're called Bush Hogs. That's a brand name, by the way. It'd be like calling a photocopy or a Xerox. There's a Bush Hog, has a Brush Hog, which is a similar kind of thing, but a different brand. The ubiquitous term is Brush Hog. A 5-footer is a real small size, real common. The time to get one, it will ship to, it will ship in 12 to 14 weeks. I'm looking at a lot of King Cutter products, ship 12 to 14 weeks. That's 3 to 3.5 months. That's what's going on. This is made in America stuff. So is it because the gearboxes aren't made here and they can't get them? I don't know. It's because the wheels aren't made here? I don't know. But they're welded in the United States, and it's 12 to 14 weeks. That's pretty scary to me. Used to be able to just go buy one at the farm supply place. Now at Rural King, it's 12 to 14 weeks. Kathy, you've got the remainder of the class.
Well, Vince, I was going to talk about something else, but I think that what you brought up was smart. I know that there's what they call situational awareness, and I think it's true. I think we are going to see more crime. We're going to see more desperation as people can't maybe feed themselves. They're going to steal, and they'll either use it or they will try to sell it to someone else on the black market. My husband has drilled this into me really since we've been married. if I'm in the backyard, I keep the front of the house locked. I never leave the front open because anybody could walk in. If I'm in the back, you know, I could come in the house and there could be somebody there. And we have a big dog, and so she would make me aware if somebody came. But one of the things I do when I am in the store is I make sure I keep my purse zipped up, but I also put my handles through there's a little belt that they put around children, and it clicks. And I put my handles through the belt. I don't walk away from my purse. But to me, if I'm turning to look at a product, somebody could walk by, and I probably couldn't stop them quick enough if they were to just grab it, especially if they were, you know, took off running. So I do that. But one of the things you mentioned, I think, before, Vince, was you mentioned when you're driving. He always told me when I'm driving to be a defensive driver, to look at behind me, the side of me, in front of me, and if you're parked, make sure you leave at least a car's distance between you. So if you have to get out, you can get out. Like he always said, don't get yourself boxed in. And like especially if you're on the expressway, if I see like I'm coming up to like a bridge abutment, I always slow down and make sure that if somebody switches over in my lane, I've got enough room that I can slow down, because otherwise if he comes over in our lane, then I don't have anywhere to go if there's a concrete abutment there. So I'm not the best, but I have learned through him, because of other jobs that he had, to be really try to be aware of your surroundings. You know, I was thinking about the situation yesterday, and now that I think about it, I wish I would have just studied the man a little bit more. You know, it was only like 2 seconds and he was out the door and people were running after him. I did get a look at him, but, you know, I can't say exactly what color, but I know that if you feel like somebody is, something's going to happen, you sort of have that intuition. And I kind of did, believe it or not, just by the way that he acted when I told him he could go first. I thought, oh, he's acting kind of strange. And then he took off. But I'll let you have the last minute, Vince. But I think that we probably should be more aware.
Yeah, and as Kathy said, if you're pulling up to a traffic light, let's say there's a car in front of you, and it's red for you, make sure you leave enough room. I like to leave a couple car lengths so that, you know, don't rubberneck or bumper to bumper the guy in front of you. Make sure you leave enough room so you can turn the steering wheel to the right or left and jump the curb if you have to and get out of there. And have that plan already in your mind while you are beginning to stop. Plan it out. Look behind you. Make sure your doors are locked. And figure out if you're going to be carjacked, how you're going to get out of there right away. That's what we do all the time. Kathy, thank you so much for taking your time and preparing for this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.